I'm gonna share some stuff with you. I may sing before it's over with, I don't know. But I've been watching real carefully for the last some time, and I realize how easy it is for mankind to sweep things in under the rug. You know, of all of the prophets that there are in this book, the greatest story that either one of them has ever told just kind of got swept under the rug. Mm-hmm. Never hear about it. Never talk about it. I'm going to share it with you tonight. Amen. A valley that is a spiritual valley, and as far as I know, the only valley that's in the New Testament. Amen. The only valley is in the New Testament. And Jesus said the greatest prophet that there was John the Baptist. He sent us a story. Now most of folks, I guess they don't even just overlooked it, kept it going. But we're going to just get right into the Word tonight. I don't know how far I'll go. I know that there's a lot of valleys in the old Bible, just a few of them spiritual valleys, and there's a lot of real valleys, natural valleys. Go to the Luke, third chapter of the book of Luke, and the fourth verse, as it is written in the book of the word of Isaiah, the prophet saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Now, Isaiah prophesied about John the Baptist coming. But I want you to notice this next verse. As John the Baptist began to send us a message, it says, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooks shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all the flesh shall see the salvation of God. Then said he to the multitude that come forth to be baptized of him, O generations of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Now, this valley, he said it would be filled. And as we, after the doorway of repentance, whenever we receive the power of God, after the doorway of repentance, we set out on a journey. And tonight, and I know that the most of us, from one time to another, we have depression. We get in a stage that nothing goes right. Whatever comes along, we get upset. We get irritated. Into a stage that we don't want nobody talking to us. We don't want to go to church. We don't want to do the things for God. We get get in a bad situation. But the Bible said, that this valley I would be filled. When I get down and out, I low down, and I think I ain't got a friend. I just move up close and that to the throne of God. In this valley I will be filled. I listen with great joy. I've got my name written in the book of life. And I will not worry about my journey here. And every little crooked road when I drift off out of the way. He said, through repentance, it would be made straight. The Holy Ghost, I will bring me back. Correct the errors of my way.
Amen.
What a message that John sent us from the wilderness. One crying in the wilderness, I prepare for coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, listen now, you bear with us. Can you imagine just for a little while? You say, preacher, I've had a rough way today. I've had a rough way. I cannot hardly make it. John the Baptist sent us a message. Prophesying the salvation of the Lord. He would make it smooth. He would smooth out the rough way. It's just a prayer away.
Amen.
And we have the faith of a little mustard seed. We can say unto that mountain, be removed, and it will be removed. John the Baptist said that he would bring it low.
Amen.
Every mountain and every hill that we come upon, sometimes the mountains is high, the storms of life rage. He said he would bring it low, that we can make it. Everything would be all right. The preacher, I bring the revival, preachers of the word, or on Sunday morning, Sunday night, you go out of the house of God, and you forget what he even preached on.
Exactly.
Ain't that sad?
Amen.
Listen, how many times have you read this message from John the Baptist? Oh, listen, now the Bible said, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. I said to the multitude that come forth to be baptized of him. I said, a generation of viper, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come. I was in a valley of decision. Joel spoke about a valley of decision. He said, multitude in the valley of decision. Whenever the great day of the Lord shall come, me and you today, we're living in a valley of decision.
Amen.
Decision on every hand. Oh, listen, this valley that we're walking in. We get down and out. Everything is happens over and over. But we ought to be happy, shouting, a pilgrim on our way to glory.
Amen.
My. John the Baptist knew what he said. No wonder that Jesus said there was not a greater prophet that come than John the Baptist. One Isaiah said, one crying in the wilderness, I make his path straight. I can see in the 20, in the 30, we go see. The Bible said, I back yonder, Ezekiel, I believe in the 27th chapter, he said, and the Lord carried me away in the spirit, and set me down in a valley, I feel with bones, and he calls me, pass about, around about, and he said, unto me, a son of man, can these bones live? I said, Lord, thou knowest, listen, and he said, to prophesy on these bones, listen, I'll bring a sinews upon these bones. I'll bring skin on these bones, and they shall live, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
Amen.
Now, through the doorway of repentance, listen, the blood has already been shed. I don't look for somebody to turn the bucket over and spill the blood again. It won't happen. You're going to make it to heaven. You're going to go by the way of repentance. I'm walking in a spiritual valley. Listen, today, it's too many people get depressed. And they just give up and quit and go. Just drift right off out into the darkness, into the wilds of the world. I like this. If we're going to bring it on home, I like it. I want Simon David. I said this. I said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. I have beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for they are with me. Brother, listen, I want to tell you today, as long as we stay prayed up, packed up, and ready to go, the Lord is our Savior.
Amen.
And we shall not want.
Yes.
He has everything there for us.
Amen.
I will not fear no danger. I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. I will not fear no danger. For thou said, I will go with you all the way. And listen, the East Valley, it's got an entrance, and it's got an outlet. And Simon David, he said, I will walk through it.
Amen.
Meaning all the way.
Amen.
All the way home. We're walking in a spiritual valley.
Amen.
The only valley that the New Testament, as far as I know, talks about. John the Baptist said it. Listen, and we sweep it under the rug.
Amen.
The greatest message that any prophet has ever sent. John the Baptist said, I will make the way smooth. I will straighten out the crooks. And whenever the valley comes so low, you would get lost somewhere in the outer darkness. I said it would be filled, and that with the light of the Lord.
Amen.
Now I'm happy on my journey tonight.
Amen.
Listen, too much of the times Jesus trying to talk to us. And we get so carried away, and we get a hunting for something I knew that I've never read before, and I just forget about the real things that he's trying to tell me about. This message that John the Baptist sent to us, I happened a long time ago, I listened, and he was getting ready to go meet Jesus, the last prophet, I brought the greatest word, tonight, he brought a promise, he said that he would straighten out the crooked roads, brother, listen, and he would make smooth the rough way. You think you have a rough life? You think you have a rough way to go? Brother, listen, what if you had to be back yonder in the old world when you couldn't feel? I believe in feeling the power of God. Listen, I believe that it's a known soul, a salvation. I believe tonight that if you say that tonight, you know about it. Listen, and you can feel. You can feel Him all over you. I can feel Him all over me. Psalm of David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness." If you're not traveling in a path of righteousness tonight, you have a problem with every little thing that moves. It's an evident fact. You need to come out from a depression and get a real life. And get a real fight on the repentance. And repent of your stinking sins. Listen, if you're wallowing along in self-pity, we need to come out of it and get started on the way home.
Amen.
What to hinder you? The greatest message. What do we need more? He said, if you'll pray, I'll smooth out the way.
Amen.
If you'll pray, I'll straighten out the way. Listen, when the time comes dark and you can't hardly find your way, He said, I will fill it. It's the light of the Lord. Hey, listen.
Amen.
He said, Ezekiel, He said, lo, He said, there was a shaking. He said, there was a noise, and there was a shaking. Things begin to happen. My brother, listen, whenever God comes on the scene and people get prayed up, packed up, ready to go, you can see how things are happening.
Amen.
They won't sit around with their lip fell down to the floor. We need to pick it up and march on towards home.
Amen.
Amen. My. Yeah, I'll walk through the valleys of shadow and death. I'll fear no evil. Listen, I will fear no evil that the devil's going to drag me down. Listen, whenever I get cold and indifferent, I can begin to get worried. He's just a whisper away.
Amen.
He's just a whisper away.
That's right.
But we sat on the seat of do nothing. Listen. And we let Him take over our life. And we go so far, we don't know our way back. Brother, listen, it's our own fault. Whenever we get in a spiritual depression, I'm not even wanting to go to church.
Amen.
Amen.
We better wake up.
Amen.
We're going to try to have a revival. And we'll have one. If we're packed up,
amen.
Prayed up,
amen.
And we'll live there.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Brother David, come and give a song.
Great thing.
Let us.